But that is not the end of the controversy. On the very night of his arrest, Jesus told Peter that Satan had demanded to have the apostles to sift them as wheat. And sifted they were. Peter eventually gave his life too, as did many first-century disciples. And Satan still demands to have access to tempt and test those who belong to God today. All during the centuries, God has been calling and choosing those who will ultimately make up the 144,000-member kingdom. Some have proven unfaithful, though. Even as Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. But during the conclusion, Jesus will send forth his angels to uproot the weed-like sons of the wicked one and gather the approved sons of the kingdom. The harvest means that the calling and choosing is terminated at that point. The sacred secret will then be finished. Christianity itself will have accomplished its intended purpose. The era of evangelism will conclude. Those sons of the kingdom who will ultimately be gathered like wheat into the symbolic storehouse will be sealed with God's irreversible approval and infused with a new heart and a new spirit, an unbending, unbreakable spirit. As set forth in the previous chapter, the harvest grouping of sealed sons of the kingdom will be composed of 7,000 persons. To settle the issue with finality and to demonstrate his supreme confidence in his new creation, the part of which will be on earth for a short while during the concluding phase, Jehovah has purposed to give the devil one last chance to thwart his purpose. In the case of Jesus, Jehovah staked his reputation as a truth-teller upon the integrity of just one man, albeit a perfect one. But during the finale, Jehovah has proposed to set 7,000 imperfect and largely untested Christians before Satan with the understanding that not one of them will break under test. A test that will resolve around false Christ and false prophets performing great signs and wonders so as to deceive even the chosen ones, as Jesus said, if that were possible. The implication being that it is not possible that any of the chosen ones can be drawn away then. But even if so much as one of the chosen ones proves unfaithful after the concluding harvest is accomplished, it will mean that God will have failed to produce a kingdom of 144,000 kings and priests. 143,999 just will not do. If Jehovah is to be vindicated as the true God, his word must be completely fulfilled in every detail. Those are the stakes. And to up the ante, as they say in poker parlance, Jehovah has purposed to allow the earthly organization to which the chosen ones are attached to be destroyed. This phenomenon is the central feature of prophecy.